we come tonight to praise our Savior. Let us start our praise in prayer. Heavenly Father, we call on the power of your Holy Spirit to come be with us tonight, to open our ears, our minds, and our hearts to receive the whisper of your voice and the blessing of your message. May the meditation of our hearts and the words of my lips be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. We invite you to be at peace and silence as you listen for the Holy One. And Jesus said, "Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Allow God to direct you to a word or a phrase from the second reading of the text. Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I had told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who has descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all those who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." During this silence, you are invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the kneeler as you are able to be anointed for healing for yourself or for another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or offering, you're welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle, take communion, or before you exit the worship center. Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, Jesus says. You do not receive our testimony, though. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about the heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Final reading for tonight. Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not know, you don't receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are already condemned, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil have the light. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I'll come back to that in a moment. But what I want to talk about tonight is irritations. Irritations. You know, those things that people say that rub you the wrong way, or if you're from the South, they get stuck in your craw. You know, you ever hear that term? Yeah, they use it. That's big down South. And I was having lunch with a friend of mine the other day. I'll just say it's a friend. And we were talking about Scripture and, you know, things that people can relate to, like John 3:16, for God so loved the world, and so on and so forth, and the fact that he liked to walk in a way or live his life in a way that was reflective of that bracelet that was really popular a few years back. You know the one I'm talking about, WWJD, what would Jesus do? And he kind of was a little boastful. And it just so happened that there was a couple that walked by. And you could tell it didn't agree with him. And he actually made a comment. He says, "Oh, I just hate that." And I says, "What's that? That they love each other, or that they're made in the image of God? Which is it? Because I'm not clear." And he goes, "Well, I know. You're a pastor and everything, and so we don't catch the house on fire. We're to love the sinner and hate the sin, and that's what stuck in my craw. That's what rubbed me the wrong way." And I'm like, where is that in Scripture? Right? Where is that? And it became a teachable moment, I had hoped, because we had talked about John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." I said, the problem is most people stop right there. I said, you need to read 3:17 too. "Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, to judge the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." I said, think about that for a minute. As you're loving the sinner and judging or hating the sin. I think every time we are in a position where we see something that rubs us the wrong way, that leads us to a place of judgment. It takes away from that passage. it takes us to a place, well, for me, it reminds us why Jesus came and died for me. Right? He didn't come to judge me, so why am I judging others? He came to forgive, take on the punishment of sin and forgive me, not to condemn, not to judge, but to save. And I told my friend, I said, you know, I am growing in Christ, and here's how I know why. Because 10, 15 years ago, I would have said the same thing you said. But my eyes have been opened. The church has damaged so many people for judging them instead of just embracing them and bringing them to the light. I think we are to be light bearers, to be guiders to the light. And I proceeded to tell my friend, it's like, there's two things I'm really terrible at. I'm a terrible savior. Thank God for Jesus. And I am terrible at trying to convict somebody to change their life. Thank God I don't have to do that. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, right? And he wanted to argue with me, and I says, you can continue to say that all you want, but I really don't want to have the word hate in my vocabulary. Do I understand the dynamics of what's before me in the world? Not completely. Am I here to save the world? No. Jesus did that already. Am I here to condemn it? Judge it? No, because all that does is put up obstacles and barriers. It prevents people from coming to Christ, to coming to the light. What I'm here for, I told my friend, is to share the good news of Jesus Christ. That while on the night in which he was betrayed, and he knew it was coming, he took bread, gave thanks, and blessed it, and said, this is my body, broken for you. Take and eat in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he took the cup, and again he gave thanks and blessed it. He gave thanks. Boy, I could just meditate on him giving thanks the rest of my life. And he said, take, drink, for this is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. And what sin is, I always like to define it occasionally. From the Greek, it's hamartia, which means, it's an archery term. It simply means to miss the mark. If you think of a target, an archery target, there's a bullseye in the center. To sin is to simply not hit the bullseye, which is the will of God. And I got news for you, brothers and sisters. We have all missed the mark. We have all missed the will of God. And Jesus says, take and drink. For this is a new everlasting covenant poured out for you for forgiveness of missing the mark. And so we pray that God's Holy Spirit would be with us and pour out on us gathered here and on these common elements of bread and fruit of the vine, that they would become for us the body and blood of Jesus. That as we partake, we become one with Christ and one with the world. not to go out and judge or condemn, but simply to share the love that God has poured out in this offering. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Len, would you come and serve with me tonight? So we all come to the table, sinners, mark missers, seeking the forgiveness offered in the cup, and the remembering the love that was broken for us through the bread. You don't have to be a member of this church or any church to come and receive. Just simply come as a beggar, hungry to be fed. The table has been set. The invitation has been extended. Come as you are able, willing. Come as you're ready. Heavenly Father, we may never fully understand the depth, width, and breadth of your grace, your forgiveness, your love for us. But help us grow each day into better understanding of how deep, how wide your love and grace and forgiveness is. Help us to be bearers of light in a dark world. Help us to be bearers of love in your name. Amen. Don't be an irritation. Instead, be an illumination. An illumination of God's light and His love for the world. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.